is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of The Walking Dead Recap Show, available on iTunes and audioboom.com. I'm back. It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Season 9, mid-season premiere, aired last Sunday, February 10th. The episode was called Adaptation. It's hard for me to say that word because I'm still, as I'm reading my notes here, I'm seeing the part that hurt me in the gut. The beginning of this episode started with Jesus dead on the ground. I like Jesus. He was one of my favorite characters. But we all know in watching The Walking Dead, you cannot have favorites because they will die. This one just kicks you right back in the gut. It brings you back to Walking Dead reality when you were like, you're going to show me how Jesus died again. And the pain. And Aaron was feeling it right there. It starts off with that. And it was a dope premiere, mid-season premiere episode. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. I've got my notes here. I definitely was feeling the new show intro. Did y'all notice that? That was pretty cool. Negan escapes. Of course, we see him escape, and he's trying to get out of Alexandria, and Judith sees him. I think every scene with Judith and Negan was great. My son Maddox just walked in. Hey, Maddox.
Hey.
What did you do?
Draw the bananas.
You draw the bananas.
Yes.
Thank you so much, because you're watching. What are you watching in the other room?
Bananas and pajamas.
Bananas and pajamas. We haven't started watching The Walking Dead yet, have we?
Yeah.
Do you think Mommy will let you watch it?
Yeah.
Right. Are you going to keep that flashlight?
Yes, I am.
All right. Go draw me some more bananas while I talk to the people about The Walking Dead real quick, and then I'll be back, and we'll do something.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you in a bit. So, people, back to the episode. Yes. So, the new show intro is cool. Negan tries to escape, and Judith catches him. I even tweeted out, I think Negan and Judith together, every scene, stole the show. I thought they were great. I can't wait to see how their relationship grows and how everyone deals with their relationship, because it seems like they're cool. They're down for each other. You know, and Negan even says in this episode that Judith knows him better than anybody else there. And I think Judith believes that he's a changed man. And, yeah, he had a dark past. And I'm sure that there's a little darkness still in there, as we can kind of see in different scenes of this episode. But altogether, he comes back and wanting to come back. And I thought that was great when Judith was in the middle of the street and shot at him. I'm looking really forward to seeing how this story turns out. And I really want to see how everybody deals with, like, because everyone is out doing their thing. And when they come back, it'd be like, you let them go. And I want to see Judith. I think Judith's going to put everybody in their place. That's what I think. Let's see what else. The bridge part was cool. When the Whisperers attack on that Sleepy Hollow bridge, and then Michonne's like standing there. It just took me back, like, the beginning episodes. When we first see Michonne and she's standing there, she's such a badass. And you got Daryl and then these Whisperers trying to, you just knew like these Whisperers had no chance at all. but I thought that was a dope scene. Daryl finally takes that chick finds out that her name's Lydia, is the daughter of Omega and Alpha, I'm guessing, or Omega at least. I was with Michonne and I was like, take this girl, it's gonna cause problems, but we need the problems, right? But I knew that it was, yeah, I was totally on Michonne's side. I go, this is not good. Negan walking around before coming back, I thought that was great. I was to see him going through all this stuff, to see him lose his stuff, to see him get sick when he drinks the river water. Which, did y'all watch The Talking Dead? I didn't even notice this. For the people that don't watch The Talking Dead or didn't watch the episode, the part where he's throwing up on his knees is the spot where Negan killed Abraham and Glenn. Wow! I was with the audience. When I watched it, I was like, no way. But to see that, like, come full circle, crazy. So kudos to the peeps for doing that. What else? I enjoyed that. Him going to the sanctuary and seeing what was going on and how it, I mean, just everything, the past is done. There's nothing there for him. So to see him come back is cool. Rosita pregnant. Holy crap. Eugene trying to confess his love. While that was going on, she tells a doctor, it's your baby, before I got freaky with Father Gabriel. Holy crap. I don't know about y'all, but I tweeted out, Eugene looks pretty psycho stalker pissed upset, right? Because he looks like he's not going to take this well at all. There's other girls there, Eugene, but still. I have a feeling he's going to go ape crap. Let's see what else. Henry's an idiot. Yes, I am not a fan of Henry. I'm not a fan. I haven't been a fan of him for a while. I don't think I've been a fan of him since I met him when he first came on the show. I had high hopes. I thought, oh, this could be like a Jedi. But he's kind of like, I think he means well, kind of, but then he doesn't have this experience. I don't know, but he's just getting on my nerves. And then him sticking up for Lydia and Daryl, but I know that was Daryl's master plan to get them to bond to each other so he could hear them. So that was smart on Daryl, but Henry, and I think something goes down because of the sneak peek that we see, the fool tells Lydia about freaking the kingdom. What the hell? Stupid kid. And what else? I think that's it. And then the end where the whispers. Those guys and girls are freaky, man. Like when I don't know if y'all watch the Goldbergs, but I love him. I can't remember his name right now. Oh, it can't come to mind. But he's one of the guys. I can't remember his name. Either both of them, but they're walking. I like those two characters walking. And for them to get ambushed by the Whispers, this is not good because are they going to die? Are they going to live? I don't know. And it's obvious that Miss Thang, Mama Whisper, she's not playing. And I think in tonight's episode, we get to see a backstory, it looks like, kind of, I'm hoping. But yeah, seeing all the Whispers around them, I was like, oh, crap! So yeah. We'll get to meet Omega more. I'm ready for Alpha. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? SOA, Sons of Anarchy. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Remember the Titans. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm not going to say anything. But that's it, people. Overall, I thought this mid-season premiere was dope. Dope as hell. I really enjoyed it. It was good. So far, so good. I mean, Jesus Christ, if you mess up this first episode, you got to be a dodo bird. But not. So I'm looking forward, and I hope the people that I run into all the time, I'm like, hey, you watching The Walking Dead? Like my sister and her husband, we had dinner last night, and she's like, we quit watching that when Carl died. I'm like, what the hell? And of course, she was one of those that was like, it was just dragging. It just didn't take, it was just going down and down and down. I had to explain it to them. I don't think I pulled them back in because they were like, yeah, it sounds like the same crap. So hopefully they'll return, but I doubt it. But hopefully this episode here, it got people to come back and be like, it still got it. Because I think it still does. It's going to be interesting to see what's up with the Whispers. I think it's only going to get more intense. It's going to be crazy. That's it, people. So everybody else, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And if you got any questions or comments, whatever, wherever you're listening to this, please feel free to leave a comment. You can also tweet me at Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram. Mike the T-H-A. On Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. But everything's on my blog, iwatchmike.com. That's the blog. That's where everything's at. You can find this, The Walking Dead Recap Show, and the past ones on iTunes or on audioboom.com. That's pretty much it, people. So I need y'all to have a great day, a great Sunday. I'm going to go back to doing some laundry, hanging out with my son, doing a little work, a little multitasking, and getting ready for tonight's episode of The Walking Dead. So I will talk to y'all later. Peace out.